Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. Talking Daredevil, the preview to Daredevil, Born Again with Brandon Klein, meme. I did it even though I didn't do it last time. I'm starting over.
No, it's okay.
it's just our thing. Talking Daredevil, and we're both really bad about this. I blame Baldur's Gate 3, my addiction to it, and trying to finish it, and walking to every situation, not being prepared, plus a lot of glitches, has really stopped me from finishing Daredevil. I have caught up to pretty much Defenders. It seems like it's been a really busy start to 2025, and I feel like I'm starting here making excuses, but this Daredevil caught up very quickly.
Yep.
So we're going to do a quick recap. This is our preview for Daredevil. What are our expectations? Daredevil comes out in 2 days. The reviews are already out. People already watched the whole season. We have reviews for the first two episodes. Those are very well received, and the reviews for the whole season are we're getting masterpiece comments, Brandon.
I didn't know that.
Masterpiece. We're getting best MCU show, which after Agatha, that's actually a pretty hard feat.
Yeah,
I gave Agatha 4.4+.
I enjoyed that show too, just because it was so different.
It was a good show. So, a lot of high praise. One comment I heard, I briefly looked at it before we did our take, and I usually don't do this, but I'm not going to watch the first two episodes for another 2 days, so I wanted, like, a good, decent idea of, like, what everyone's saying. They're saying it's no worse than season two.
Like, Daredevil? That's,
yeah, it's like, it's better than season two of Daredevil.
Okay.
So let's do a quick recap of the whole season. We'll kind of do our ratings in between. So season one is more or less about Matt and Foggy create a law firm. They're trying to do pro bono work, trying to do level or work for those who really can't afford it, and try to be heroes rather than rich attorneys. They eventually discover a huge conspiracy that they get mixed up in. Matt's alter ego Daredevil investigates. They get Karen Page. Daredevil and company eventually gets part of this whole conspiracy involving Fisk and the Hand, where eventually Daredevil has to put on the suit and defeat Kingpin, putting him in jail. More or less, that was season one. And I remember when this came out, and a lot of us were questioning whether or not Daredevil was going to be good, but there, we had some excitement. Like, hey,
this was hype when it came out.
It was hype. It was. And it freaking delivered. I think my rating for this season one was always like a 4+, 5- territory. Really good. Really interesting story. Interesting conspiracy. A lot of interesting narratives with Karen Page, Foggy, Matt Murdock. Like, we got to feel Matt Murdock as a person. Like, we got to see all that. And really, more or less, it was like a slow burn to him becoming Daredevil. Like, we saw him become the Devils of Hell Kitchen. And then him taking that moniker.
Yeah, I didn't get the actual costume until, like, the last episode.
Yeah. I think another reason why people really love the season is we got to see Wilson Fisk. Vincent D'Onofrio's whole take, the White Bunny, his obsession with Vanessa's obsession with him. We got to see his background and why, just the person that Wilson Fisk is and how he became the Kingpin. And I remember this show just very much like that's why this show was so good. Yep. Is because half of it was getting to know Kingpin and the other half was getting to know Matthew Murdock. And then seeing how he becomes a vigilante to becoming Daredevil. And I think this was always like one of the best seasons for the whole, you know, Marvel Netflix series.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I think we can argue season three of Daredevil, and I think Jessica Jones season one, I think, tops all of them.
Yeah, I want to go back and rewatch that because I do remember enjoying that show quite a bit.
I
The
mean,
Purple Man. Yeah.
Purple Man, Kilgrave, David, was it David Tennant?
Yep.
Just so good. Like his
Yep.
villain, that so good. Jessica Jones never reaches that hype again.
Nope.
Season three was really good. That show's good on its own, but goddamn, season one just put it into places that I wish MCU would get there.
Yep.
That being said, so we, what was your rating for season one? Just based off.
I mean, 4+, I think is pretty good. I think it holds up surprisingly well, even going back and watching it now, even though it's like 15 years old now or something.
That's not that old. It's like 9 years, ten.
Is it just that old?
It
Okay.
might be 10 years old. It's a little, it's like slightly dated, but it's not. I don't
It
know
doesn't feel
if.
like it watching it.
No, little slow though. I would say like that's the one thing I hate. Not hate, but that's the one criticism I had is like 13 episodes just feel like three too many.
Yeah.
I think HBO, the 10 episode count is like perfect. Daredevil Born Again is 9 episodes.
Okay.
Originally, it was supposed to be 18, but they broke it into two seasons. So we have nine, I believe, this season, and then eight the upcoming season,
Okay.
which season two is already being is just started production as we speak.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign.
Is season two. Kingpin is jail is in jail. Turf wars
Kingpin is
have.
jail.
I am struggling, Brandon. I apologize.
It's okay.
Kingpin is in jail. Turf war is happening. The Punisher is killing gang members that were killing or that killed his family. Daredevil fights Punisher. He loses. Eventually, Punisher gets captured, and Matthew Murdock and Nelson Franklin, they work together to put Punisher, represent Punisher. Elektra comes to town. Matt gets very distracted with Elektra between Elektra and Punisher. Froggy Nelson has to take over the case, eventually leading to their split. Punisher escapes. Elektra and Matt fight the hand. Elektra dies. Very messy, even in the summary. And I think that's what this season was, is just very interesting, very a lot of really good, great to great moments. The Punisher in the court scene, Punisher versus Daredevil, Punisher versus Kingpin.
The Punisher is really the highlight of season two. I mean, Jon Bernthal is the Punisher as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he's really good. He just
He's good in
probably
everything that he does.
that's true. I do think Jon Bernthal though is just Punisher. Like he fits
Yep.
that persona very, very well.
He's got the look and the act and yeah.
This is very much, if you don't count Defenders, this is the low point for Daredevil. And I think the season's a 4- at worst, a four.
Yeah, I mean, it was still fun. It does drag a little bit more, I feel like, than the first season at some points.
It
And like you said,
does.
it's definitely a bit more messy, just like with the overall plot and stuff like that.
And
But
the
I think it,
hand.
yeah, in the hand,
They're
like
so
all that,
boring.
yeah, it definitely could have been better utilized, I think. I think they were trying to keep it like too, like realistic and gritty sometimes, and weren't afraid to kind of push past that a little bit into like the more, fantasy-esque or whatever kind of stuff with the ninjas and stuff. And
Yeah, 'cause you get like this fantasy like story, but they try to be very gritty, and I think at the end of the day, even the next show we talk about Defenders, I often just don't know what the hand wants. Like, what's the point of the hand? It's just there's so many faces, there's so many fingers to the hand. They're
it just kind of
constantly,
exists
it's
to
just
mess
like,
with people, yeah.
it's like, okay, they're there. And then like Sigourney Weaver, I like that she was the villain, but I feel like she doesn't do anything. We're talking Defenders now. Cause that's like where I left off in my rewatch is the Defenders, which is the worst television show of the four,
Yeah.
at least in terms of like seasons. I will say
Which was so
Defenders.
disappointing because it should have been like it had all the all the other shows individually were like, aside from Iron Fist, were like
Yeah.
at least good. But then when they put them together, I don't know. It's just they had no idea what they were doing, it seemed like. The story just isn't
they
there.
They didn't have a story. They weren't leading up to anything that was genuinely interesting. I think the Hand makes sense as the villain, but you should have at least like brought other villains to fold. Maybe some of the villains that like other people fought, like Iron Fist or Luke Cage, Razorback or Cottonmouth. Like, just bringing more villains to fold, or just bringing someone else in. Sigourney Weaver is just, oh, look, it's the white person in the room. She's in charge. Like, that's more or less what it was. And I'm like, I'm happy she's there, but like, can her character do something more interesting? I will say Defenders has some cool moments. I think the heroes working together, Matthew Murdock with Jessica Jones was a delight. But there was like moments together where like Luke Cage and Iron Fist were together and they're just like, shut up and talk. Like, you're best friends in the comics. Be best friends now. Without like anything that's remotely interesting putting them together. For Matt's story, Elektra comes back and she's the Black Sky and she fights better.
Yeah.
She's supposed to open the thing.
I don't really understand that the door to Kung Moon. Same with, yeah.
It's just a lot of mumbo jumbo. It's like they have to do this ritual, then they can have this, but it'll kill New York. And it's like,
it always just feels like not real.
Yeah. And it's just really, it's like this grounded story that it felt very comic booky where like, you know, good guy fights bad guy. I don't know what's going on, but they win at the end of the day. Like, that's more or less what this story was.
Yeah.
So then we get into season 3, and this is the one that we haven't watched yet. And this is the season that I really wanted to rewatch because I don't quite remember it as much.
I don't remember anything.
But I remember that Kingpin is released from jail. He's getting back control. Matt, going from dying from Defenders to coming back, he's fighting the whole idea of like, do I want to be a vigilante or do I want to be attorney? Which one do I want to do? And then we have Bullseye coming into the fray and
right, Bullseye's
and becoming the bad like version of Daredevil, taking on the suits and just being a really awesome like villain for Daredevil. And just arguably this season I had ranked a lot higher than any other of the seasons. I think this is a 5- for me. Like the finale, the last fight between Kingpin, Daredevil, and Bullseye, just those three fighting in a penthouse, just freaking like peak for me. That was like peak Daredevil.
Don't even remember that fight at all. I'm excited to rewatch it now.
It was peak. It was really, really good. And it was like that, like, oh yeah. Like that, I just remember being very, very excited and then just canceling it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, oh, yeah, well, we're just going to cancel it. It's not making enough money. And it's just, but it was so good. And then, like, this is like in the middle of like Punisher 2. I think season 2 was coming out. So I had that in 5-. Where are you at from like, what are you?
For season 3, I can't even give it a rating. Jeez. I don't remember at all. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And then he was in No Way Home. Spider-Man No Way Home. He was a good lawyer. Not enough to like really rate it, but it was fun to, it was fun that he was there.
Yeah, I'm glad he was there.
We have She-Hulk, where he was in the gold and red suit. He had a new suit maker. He has sex with She-Hulk. It's a whole thing. Helps her in LA. His fighting is very CGI-like. Moves a lot like Spider-Man.
Yeah, I do remember seeing clips, but I've never watched She-Hulk either.
It's an alright show. It's better than what people say it is, but it's also like one of those, like, if you take it for the lore and just the comedy aspect of it, it's not bad.
Okay.
But there are some parts where like, ooh, yeah, it's not well written in other aspects. And then we have Punisher, which we'll talk a little bit of Punisher. You've recently rewatched it. It's been a while for me. I haven't watched Punisher since it got canceled.
Yeah, I watched it before I started watching Daredevil again.
Season 1 is we get to see Punisher figuring out the conspiracy of why his family was getting killed, the main villain being like the main
Agent Orange.
Yeah, the main agent that was behind it. Season 2, there was a mystery of a girl being murdered and Punisher tracking him down. We get Jigsaw as like the big villain.
And the priest guy, I can't remember his name, but he is an iconic like bad guy too. I can't remember what they call him in the show. But he's just like the hitman guy that
Yeah.
chases him down the whole time. Yeah. That guy is crazy.
I remember those just being like 3 plus 4 minus shows, or
Yeah.
each season.
I a solid four, I think.
Solid four.
Yeah. I really
So
enjoy The Punisher.
I've wanted to watch Punisher. I wanted to watch all of these shows beforehand. Got really into Baldur's Gate, man. Just got really into it. Also, it's just hard to watch these shows with kids.
Yeah, they're definitely more adult. A lot
Very
more
more
violence
adult.
and gory.
I tried with watching the Defender series, and every time the Marvel thing plays on, Maven's really into Spider-Man thanks to Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. So when it pops up, she's like, "Spider-Man! Spider-Man!" And I'm like, "No. Daredevil." Not a fan. Not a big a fan as she is for Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
All right. I got some questions, and it's only 11 of them.
Okay, hit me.
What's our rating expectation for this show?
I mean, it's got to be good, right? Like, the hype is there. Marvel still is kind of floundering a little bit.
I think before all the reviews came out, I was like at 4 minus, 3 plus territory. I was like, I don't think this is going to be good as the Netflix series. I think it's going to miss some a little bit. But now I'm in like the 4 plus 5 minus category. Like that's where the hype is at right
I
now.
don't want to shoot too high.
I don't either, but
I don't want to be let down.
that's what was being presented to me today as I'm going through the reviews. Like
Okay. Yeah.
masterpiece, brutal action. But then I see like the 9 episodes. I'm just like, are they lying or is this actually like really, really good? Because I could really use a really good Daredevil show, really
Yeah,
good Spider-Man show,
good
really
Marvel
good
anything, yeah.
Invincible show, really good Daredevil show, especially after Captain America kind of being meh.
Mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs to be in the show for us to be happy?
I mean, Daredevil, Kingpin, obviously. We know that they're both in it. I
Think
mean,
Punisher is in it.
Punisher's in it too,
Yep.
which is sick. I mean, you gotta have Foggy,
Think Foggy and
right?
Karen are
Yeah,
make.
Karen, they gotta be.
I think their appearances at least.
Yeah, they gotta at least, reference the OGs. I'd like to see the cop guy again. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yep. I don't know his name either. Random cop that Daredevil always talks to.
He eventually becomes like the head of the NYPD in Punisher. He's like the head of the NYPD.
Does Claire make an appearance?
I always liked Claire too. I don't know if she will or not. I mean, I don't know what she's doing these days. The
I mean,
actress.
she's only Ahsoka.
Okay, yeah, so she might be a little busy.
Yeah,
I didn't know she played Ahsoka.
she's Ahsoka.
Yeah,
Rosario
I didn't know
Dawson.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she
I didn't know
upgraded. She's like, one of the main actresses of Star Wars now.
that. Yep, that's fair. She might be a little busy.
I don't know how I feel about Claire. I don't hate Claire, but she was always just the weird, like, night nurse being the connecting piece between all of them. Just watching Defenders and being like, "Hey, you should know meet this guy." It's like this is just a weird like connecting
Yeah,
piece.
that's because Defenders is bad though. I think the idea, I like the idea of Daredevil having somebody that can like patch him up and stuff like that
Yeah.
because otherwise it just doesn't really make sense.
She was great in season one.
Yeah.
It was just weird that she just every show that she was just like the nurse.
Yeah, I
I'm
agree.
like, she's just the not bad actress. Just.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she's not in this one, this might be the one character I'm like, just have her in just cause, just so it feels right.
Yeah, even if it's just like a cameo.
Number three. Is the Kingpin the villain this time around?
I mean, I kind of hope so. He's the best villain, right? I mean,
Yes.
he's the best villain in the show, but like one of the best villains, just kind of period, honestly.
I hope he's a main player. I
Yeah.
don't know if I want him to be the main villain. I don't know if by the time like season one, season two, I want him to be the finale villain that Daredevil has to beat again. I mean, maybe it's poetic, but I like him being a player, not
Yeah,
necessarily like the villain.
I get what you're coming from, but then who would you say, what would be the villain? I mean, Daredevil, you got the Hand,
Muse.
You got Kingpin.
Muse is the villain of season one, or at least he's supposed to be the villain. I don't know. Bullseye, like, I think I like Kingpin being the player. I don't mind him. Maybe he's fine as the final boss, but I don't know. Like, I feel like Daredevil, there needs to be a little bit more. Just because season one, we got him as the villain. Season three, he was the villain. Season two, he was a huge player. I, again, don't mind him being a huge player, but I want to see more for villains. And I think we will.
Yeah. I'd be all right if he was still the one pulling the strings at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, I want him to pull the strings, but I, like, maybe a third villain, another player, so to speak. How involved is Punisher?
That's a good question. Like, what is his role in all of it?
Yeah. Is he, like, an episode or two? Is he, like, another
main character? Is it, like, a Daredevil and Punisher show? Yeah. I mean, they've done that to us a lot of times before.
Charlie Cox shows. Has said that, like, John Bernthal is, like, legendary in the series. Like, he just ad-libs so much shit.
He just is the Punisher.
He is. And and like, it's so weird because, like, the showrunner for the show is just like, yeah, a lot of times I would write the script and he would just throw it out and write his own script. And I would just be like, all right, we're going with it. Mm. And it's like, it's kind of that, like, all right, if you trust them, it works out fine. Like, it makes sense. But also, like, ooh, there's some range here that is not, this might not be great, but. Again, the reactions seem like it worked out very, very well. So we might be getting some legendary, legendary Punisher.
I'm down for that.
How does Endgame tie into this? Because this is in universe. It's reported that Daredevil and others were missing for 5 years.
I mean, that makes sense for the timeline thing. Even the old show is in universe. I mean, they talk about the Battle of New York and stuff all the time.
Which, according to, like, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, there's just a lot of, like, universes with that storyline that are, like, different multiverses. Because that's how Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man is. It's like, hey, these events happened, but, like, it was, like, a different direction than the MCU. I think this show is just directly related, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some things that are like, yeah, like this kind of happened, but it's not like maybe exactly as you remember it. Like maybe Purple or maybe Kilgrave, the Purple Man, maybe he isn't exactly dead and maybe he can come back.
Right.
You know, those type of things. I know James Gunn talked about Suicide Squad. He's like, Peacemaker is all canon besides the Justice League. Suicide Squad is mostly candid. Or mostly canon, but there's some hazy memory issues. You know, maybe this person is like, maybe Harley Quinn isn't the same actress, or certain people weren't there or were there, type of things. And I feel like maybe that's how they're doing this. I don't know. I'm curious how this is going to tie into everything, but it's supposed to be huge. Like, Endgame's supposed to be huge.
Okay.
Also, Netflix didn't cancel them. Thanos did.
Yeah. Snap them right out of existence.
So, what other heroes do you think are going to be mentioned? Because during the Netflix show, they never mention other heroes, but they mention the events.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure She-Hulk's got to be mentioned, right? Because of the, like, direct crossover.
You'd imagine. You know?
I mean, Daredevil, he doesn't remember Spider-Man anymore because of No Way Home.
So
he won't even remember that he had anything to do with that.
Ooh. You think Iron Man would have to be mentioned, right?
I mean, he is like the anchor being of the universe, right?
Yeah, arguably. It's a good question of, like, who's going to be mentioned. Captain America, like, you have everybody that you can mention here, and I don't know if, Mike, they're finally part of the MCU. Do you mention a bunch of heroes? Do you mention some heroes? Or do you pretend like they're there, but you don't I don't know. I'm curious.
Like, keep it.
I'm curious how canon it's going to be, how similar it's going to be to the original Netflix shows. Are they going to talk? Like, is it going to be referenced, or is it going to be referenced at all? I don't know. I'm just curious. Who cameos? Who's going to be a part of the show for season one? Is Jessica Jones is in it? Is Luke Cage, Iron Fist, or Colleen Wing? Foggy and Karen have to be in it. Spider-Man going to show up?
I doubt that. That'd probably be wishful thinking. It'd be cool.
I don't think he can.
Maybe a mention, but yeah, probably not. Stupid Sony.
Ned shows up randomly.
Yeah, right.
I'm curious, like, who is going to show up, if there is going to be any, like, cameos. It doesn't sound like She-Hulk would be in it. But I'm just curious if, like, Jessica Jones, Kristen Ritter. I heard a lot of rumors, but nothing confirming. Same with Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Do we want the same actors, or do we want somebody else, somebody new? There's a lot
of, like... And I like the, I don't remember his name, but the guy that played Luke Cage.
Was it Mike Colton?
Sounds right.
I think that's... I could take him. I could take or leave it for him coming back for Luke Cage.
Yeah. And Finch, Iron Fist is definitely... He had the look.
He had the look. He just did not have the acting or the martial arts. Finn Jones, you're not Danny enough. You look like Danny, but, like, I don't know, just
they very... need somebody that's, like, legit good at martial arts, like somebody that knows what they're doing.
To just someone with, like, charisma.
Yeah, that too.
But I like the Ultimate Spider-Man version of Iron Fist. Like, I just like that character the more. I think he's the voice actor of, like, Beast Boy, the more laid back, not going to take things too seriously. Finn Jones just did not know how to, like, balance between being fun-loving and serious. Mm. Because, like, he'd pretend to be fun-loving, but he was kind of like that whiny hipster.
Yeah, brooding and stuff all the time, yeah.
And then he'd get really serious, and it's just like, man, you just don't have that it factor as a main character. You look like him. You just don't have it. He's the one that I'm like, please recast him. Like, I want a different Iron Fist. Luke Cage, like, I would not be upset if Mike Colton comes back, but I also wouldn't mind a different take of Luke Cage. Kristen Ritter at Jessica Jones, she's perfect.
Yep.
Just, yeah. What villains do we want to see? We kind of already talked about this. I really want to see Bullseye.
Yeah.
I mean,
he is, like, the other villain besides Kingpin.
I want to see his full costume. I really like this villain. He's one of the better villains for Daredevil. Muse will be there. Elektra's a question.
Mm.
I do like Elektra for Daredevil. I really liked her.
We need her, though.
No, maybe too many people.
Mm.
All right, a few more questions and we'll tie this up. Do we get any other tie-in at the end? Does this tie into anything else in the MCU?
That's a tough question because I feel like Daredevil is just such like a street-level hero most of the time, you know, to where like you don't picture Daredevil, you know, flying out to space to fight Galactus kind of thing.
I have read comics that he did do that. It does happen. It's weird.
But it just doesn't really like fit his character kind of scene. But at the same time, I mean, if Hawkeye can take on, you know, the Chitauri and stuff like that, and Loki, then I guess Daredevil actually has powers.
Well, there is a story where like they were taking on Malekith from Thor's universe, and he more or less took over for Heimdall as the all-seeing god, and he was like one of the major, like he was one of the major heroes for that that run of comics. I think it would be interesting because I'm like I would love to see him in the Avengers Doomsday Secret Wars. Absolutely.
I'd love to see him on the big stage with all the other players.
But it's just like weird to think like where he fits.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't picture him as an Avenger, you know.
But, like, I feel like Daredevil's just huge. Like, So you have to tie him in, but it's such a hard, like, he's street level. And
that's
I know for
why
the longest
him
time.
And Spider-Man. That's why they're such a perfect duo.
Fighting
that's
Wilson
the play.
Fisk, Mayors, City's Reign is one of the storylines that they want to do. So the action. This series is supposed to be a better action series than the last one, and it's supposed to be brutal. And I always thought it would be hard to beat the last series because they had some really cool hallway scenes.
Oh yeah,
like that was
awesomely choreographed fight scenes. Yeah,
that
you
was
really
their
feel
thing.
It. Yeah,
and even
like
in Defenders, they had a hallway scene that honestly was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then they had their finale where you couldn't see shit, of course. But this action is supposed to be better. Are we believers?
That's tough.
This Disney Plus show.
Yeah,
is
thinking about
be
Punisher
brutal.
Too, because Punisher is brutal. Like those both seasons of that show, like, you know, they go some places. So it's curious to see how far they're willing to push it. Because like with a character like the Punisher, I mean, he shoots people repeatedly, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really pull your punches on that. So I hope they don't try to.
I hope not.
Soften everything.
Last one. Is this show the new era for the MCU? Is this start the new era?
I mean, it could be. It definitely could be. But we have been saying that about the last couple of things that have come out, too.
We're looking for the new era.
Yeah.
We're looking for it. If this show is as good as people are saying it is, if it's the masterpiece that it's saying it is, we might be looking at a new era where maybe the MCU is like, hey, we'll look at TV shows differently and we'll try to give some amazing TV shows. That's going to put us on the map. It's just like with Star Wars, with certain shows, Andor, Mandalorian. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I feel like they're searching for answers, and if Daredevil hits, they might have found it. So yeah, this is our preview. I really hope it's really good. I hear great things. I imagine if they're saying great things, I'm probably going to feel that way too, but we'll see. All right, meme.
All soon.
Thank you. And this is your host, Jake, signing off.